15 minutes away from 4 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Time now for us to return to our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we are shining the spotlight on the Vermilion School System. And here to help us do that, we've got the Vermilion Superintendent, Phil Pempin, joining us on the hotline. Phil, thank you so much for the time. How are you this afternoon?
I'm very good. Thanks for taking the time to talk about our schools today, and I appreciate that you're calling us up.
Well, a lot of great things to discuss, and I want to begin with something I think that has a lot of people excited about what you're doing. You're partnering with Second Harvest Food Bank on food bags and backpacks for students. So, Phil, how exactly does this work?
We started this program right as we got back from the Christmas break here, and it's a program that it's called the Sailor Cuisine Program, and it's a food pantry that will be open once a month, and it will be actually open all summer long. It will be open to the community beginning Thursday, February 20th, and it will run through the last week of school. So basically, anyone from the community that would have a need, we're opening up our section of town here in our school to people that have a need. I know that there are some other locations around town, but sometimes those locations aren't as easily accessible, and they might live, you know, in areas that they just can't access it. And so we've opened up this to the community, and we've also then opened it up to our students as well, so that our students can come to the pantry during designated days. It's confidential. We put an application type process out there, let our students know that it's here, and they could come in very confidentially during a designated day of the week and come and look at what's available there in the pantry. And it's got all the food groups basically that they can choose from, and they can help. They know what their family is in need of, and they will then be able to take the food off the shelves and bring a bag of food home that can assist themselves and their families.
Sounds like a great idea and a great partnership with Second Harvest Food Bank to help out those that are less fortunate. And, you know, moving right along here, Phil, you guys have a lot of great initiatives, and I want to go to the elementary school level. Recently saw this trending on Twitter for the Vermilion Elementary School. You have the VES Can Read Initiative. What's this all about, and who all is involved here?
Yeah, so it's a unique program that we wanted to try to see how we can motivate kids and to read more than what they are, and also to involve community members and families and grandparents and people that might be involved with our kids. So it's a fun reading program, and the idea is really twofold. It's to let us find ways to make reading fun and engage our families and community in what they're doing at school. They used to do a reading log, and now basically what they're doing is they're using a school-wide game board to encourage reading. This game board has got some squares included on it with different types of books to read, so they can read in different places, and they can read to or with the family members or their pets. And they have these squares that ask kids to read, for example, in a bathtub, or read under a table, or read in your pajamas. And then we ask them to take pictures and send those in, and we put those on Facebook. So they fill up that game board, basically, and then they bring it back to school, and they are then able to enter that into a drawing, and that drawing then gives them some prizes and gives them incentives and makes them excited about, if I fill up that game board and I read all of these books on different subjects, then I've got the opportunity to, A, have fun along the way while I read in all these different locations and with different silly things like reading in a pair of pajamas or in a bathtub or something that they might not ordinarily do, and then also to win a prize.
I can only imagine some of the responses, because kids have creative minds. Kids have very, very honest minds as well. So I can only imagine some of the responses. You threw the example out there about reading in a bathtub. Nothing sounds more relaxing to me than reading in a bathtub. The heck with putting the cucumber over your eyes.
So I enjoy that one.
Absolutely. Good, good stuff.
But I don't think I'll probably be sending any pictures of that.
So. No. Yeah, there are some things you don't want photographic evidence of, that's for sure.
No, for sure.
Again, we're talking with Phil Pepin, the superintendent at Vermilion, on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, you guys also have an opening that you are looking to fill. You're looking for a new director of operations. So what all is at play here? What exactly are you looking for in a new director of operations?
So that's an important position for the district, because it really touches a whole lot of areas for our school district. It touches transportation. It touches food service, and it also touches all of our maintenance and custodians in the entire district. So our grounds and our buildings look fantastic here, and they have for many years. And we built a new elementary building, and that might not need as much maintenance as the others, but it's a position that this director of operations looks over and makes sure that there's preventative maintenance programs in. They make sure that our custodians and our maintenance people are keeping our grounds impeccable. We've always prided ourselves on the way our campus looks, and I think we put together a college-like looking campus. And so this director of operations really is responsible for the almost 80 acres that we have on our single campus and the three buildings. So there's a lot of things to do looking at, for example, if there's some heating and air conditioning issues in the field house that we built that was brand new, because every once in a while things happen. Things go wrong. Just doors that might not close properly. The list goes on and on of something that an operations person would make sure that work orders are in, that work is being done, that everything is being maintained properly and done right.
And it seems like that's an extraordinarily important position that you guys would like to fill rather quickly as well. And, you know, for those who are out there listening right now that feel like they certainly fit all that you're looking for, what can they do in order to apply for that position?
It's on our system. So if they go onto our website and look under employment, they can click on to that part of the website, and there is an application for director of operations. We have been interviewing here frequently and trying to make sure that we get as many people, qualified people in here, and look at the best candidates. And we're sure trying to find a highly qualified, high quality person, because we want our buildings to keep looking just as they do. It's a very important position.
Well, Phil, we'll close out on this, and I know this is something that certainly has made the rounds on the social media platforms of late. I want to give you an opportunity to detail your very important message on bullying and harassment, and this is a twofold question. A, what prompted this, and B, when people look at this message and they see this message, what do you hope that they take away from it?
I think we're living in a society, unfortunately, that is becoming less civil to some degree, and we've kind of constantly remind our kids that, look, you have to treat people right and say the right things, and you have to be held accountable for what you're saying. And so the reason that we put the letter out was a reminder to kids that when you come to our schools, there has to be accountability for what you say. And we're just not going to let you say anything that is not going to be proper, whether it's racially or you're harassing people or you're bullying people, because we have to make our schools safe. And they have to know that if you're coming here, there's going to be a sense of, this is not what you do at school. This is you're here to learn, and you're here to be respectful. And so that was the reason for the letter. It was a reminder to people of what the expectations have to be here in our schools. And it's making sure that people understand what those expectations are.
Very, very good stuff. Well, Phil, we appreciate the time. Thank you, as always, for joining us. We always enjoy catching up with you and getting the latest on what's happening in the Vermilion school system. And we look forward to doing this again soon.
Andy, we appreciate once again that you've given us a call and given us the opportunity to talk about our schools.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. And as always, we appreciate the time. That's Superintendent at Vermilion, Phil Pempin, joining us on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's step aside and take a quick break. We'll come back with more after this.